If you want to fulfill your potential or help other people fulfill their potential so you can feel great and get the rewards and respect you deserve, then I want to give you a free physical copy of my new best-selling book, because you deserve to know the truth. The most important things for fulfilling your potential are not tips, tricks, hacks, therapy, coaching, meditation, breathwork, goal setting, journaling, or finding your why. I know it sounds irrational because we're so used to hearing about using these things to help us fulfill our potential. But these approaches are outdated and ineffective, and they are based on a big lie.
To find out more and get your free physical copy of Dr. John Finn's best-selling book, The Habit Mechanic, go to tougherminds.co.uk.
Hi there, this is Dr. John Finn. Welcome to another Tougher Minds podcast. I'm out walking again and I'm just reflecting on some of the discussions around the England-India test series that's going on at the moment. You may be aware that England's selection criteria is being analysed and in some quarters criticised because they're rotating their players and having to manage what's quite a challenging situation with players being in this bubble to obviously prevent COVID spreading, and then having to spend periods of time in quarantine as they transition in and out of the bubble. And I just think it's a really interesting discussion because some of the criticism, and let's step back actually for 1 second. I think we all have to bear in mind that what is maybe England's goal in this particular test series is a little bit different from other test series in that, although they obviously want to prioritise winning the games, they've got to balance out with player welfare and player well-being, and that's obviously very challenging. So I don't really want to criticise anything that anybody's doing. I just want to observe what some of the discussions around what's going on. And one thing that I think is really interesting is that England's approach has been critiqued as being too scientific from some quarters, and I can completely understand why people would say that, but actually I think in my opinion and what I know about science, if anything, it's not scientific enough. And what I mean by that is that I think people are observing that England are using data information about player fitness levels and, you know, the age of players, and sometimes protecting players from a fitness perspective, from a well-being perspective. But I don't think that all scientific analysis is being used. The England team could go much further and use what I would call leadership science, which is a combination of behavioural science, psychology and neuroscience. And if we use that science, it would tell us that actually what England are doing is disrupting their chances of winning test matches. And I'm sure they're completely aware that rotating players in and out of the squad is making it more difficult for them to win games. But I don't think that the commentary around these challenges is actually accepting that leadership, that team dynamics is just as much of a science as the fitness side, as the well-being side is. So I just think that's really interesting that still we are not really understanding that leadership is a science, and that we can use scientific insights to actually help us to develop better leaders, to be better leaders, use scientific insights to help our teams to work more efficiently and effectively. And this is going to be absolutely crucial if we want to make a really successful transition out of the COVID situation and into, if we switch away from cricket now and professional sport, into people's normal lives, which is probably going to be moving for a lot of people into a hybrid work situation where they're not anymore going to be in the office every day, being face to face with their colleagues. And that's really going to make it much more difficult for teams to function really well. So in order to make the transition to this hybrid working situation less challenging, we do need to harness leadership science. And first of all, we need to recognise that it is a science, and that we can use qualitative, quantitative sets of compelling data to actually inform our decisions about how we influence people's behaviour, and also how we influence our own behaviour. And for me, that's what leadership's about. It's a two-sided coin. The first part of it is, how well can I influence my own behaviour? And we can use science to do that. And the second part of it is, what can I do to influence other people's behaviour? And we can, of course, use science to do that. And on the former note, influencing our own behaviour, this is why we've created the Me Power Resilience Planner, because we know lots of people are struggling right now to actually manage themselves, and they're feeling overwhelmed, they're feeling tired, and they're feeling a bit burned out. But what the Me Power Resilience Planner shows you, and it's absolutely free, is that there are loads of tiny little things that we can do to make it easier for us to be at our best more often. And the planner structures this on a daily and weekly basis. Just giving you some really simple, practical things that you can do that are based in really cutting-edge science that make your life easier. And already people are reporting the benefits of using that tool, which is really great. Again, you can access it. It's absolutely free. Just go to our website and you'll be able to download it there. So that's just my quick reflection, guys, on a little piece of news that keeps reoccurring, is that the England cricket team's approach is too scientific, and I don't think that quite reflects what's going on. If we really want to talk about science in human behaviour, we have to accept leadership is a science, and therefore what they're doing isn't too scientific at all. Arguably, it's not scientific enough. But the challenge they've got is that their job at the minute isn't just to win test matches, it's to look after player well-being. We're going to keep pushing out a very similar podcast to this guy's, short, sharp insights that hopefully help you and your teams to be at your best more often. So if you want to get easy access to those, just subscribe to the podcast and you'll be made aware as soon as the next one becomes available. Again, if you want to get access to the free planner, if you want to give your colleagues access, just visit the website and you'll find it there. If you've got any questions, get in touch via the website and we will endeavour to answer those as quickly as we can. Thanks for listening, and I'm looking forward to speaking to you again on the next podcast. If you want to fulfill your potential or help other people fulfill their potential so you can feel great and get the rewards and respect you deserve, then I want to give you a free physical copy of my new best-selling book, because you deserve to know the truth. The most important things for fulfilling your potential are not tips, tricks, hacks, therapy, coaching, meditation, breathwork, goal setting, journaling, or finding your why. I know it sounds irrational because we're so used to hearing about using these things to help us fulfill our potential. But these approaches are outdated and ineffective, and they are based on a big lie.
To find out more and get your free physical copy of Dr. John Finn's best-selling book, The Habit Mechanic, go to tougherminds.co.uk.